Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we're studying the book of Exodus. Before beginning, would you take a few moments to center your heart? Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Exodus 14, verses 13 through 14.
But Moses said to the people, "Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will never see them again forever. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent."
If God really loved me, why would He lead me into such hard circumstances? You might have found yourself asking this question before. Physical and mental illnesses, loss, relational strain, financial troubles, all these types of circumstances often cause us to question God. In these circumstances, we become aggravated with God's guidance. Or maybe we wonder if He's really even in control at all. In Exodus, the Israelites feel this very doubt and fear. But let's set the scene before jumping into the book. In the previous book, Genesis, God communicated His plan to use Abraham and his descendants to bring blessing to the world. God kept this promise, blessing Abraham's family and growing them into the nation of Israel. However, the Israelites eventually became enslaved in Egypt, and Exodus opens up the picture of the oppression they are facing. It tells us that they are longing for deliverance. But contrary to what these circumstances might lead us to believe, God has not forgotten or abandoned His people. His plan to use these people to bring blessing and restoration to the world has not been jeopardized. We see God at work when, at the beginning of the book, He calls a man named Moses to lead the Israelites out of their slavery. Through Moses, God sends 10 plagues upon Egypt to demonstrate His power and to compel the Egyptian Pharaoh to let the people go. After the final plague, God leads Israel out of Egypt towards the land He promised Abraham, the Promised Land. But not long after they leave, Pharaoh decides to chase after the Israelites with his army. Here's where things can get a little confusing from our perspective. God leads Israel straight to the bank of the Red Sea, so they are now trapped between a powerful impending army and an enormous body of water. The Israelites are thinking, "Okay, God has led us to our death." I know I would probably be feeling the same thing. Why would God lead the Israelites into such a situation? Essentially, God has created a scenario where reliance on Him is the only option. God wants His people to learn to depend on Him, and He wants His strength to be magnified in their weakness. Now listen to what Moses says to the people. He's redirecting their gaze off the chaotic circumstances and back onto God. In chapter 14, Moses says, "Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent." Think about how counterintuitive Moses' words are. The Israelites are in a life or death situation, but Moses doesn't call the people to run or to fight or to devise a plan. He calls them simply to depend on God. Miraculously, God parts the sea in half for the Israelites, and they walk through safely. Though the Egyptians do pursue after them, God closes the sea and drowns their entire army. He leads the Israelites forward to freedom and a new life. This act of deliverance should have inspired Israel to depend on God when they encountered challenges along their journey. But throughout the book of Exodus, we see that the Israelites do not trust in God's strength. When they're hungry and thirsty in the desert, they don't look to God for provision. When God isn't operating on their timeline, they just stop trusting Him. But don't you resonate with this? Despite the magnitude of times God has provided for us and delivered us in the past, we doubt Him when hard circumstances hit. Like the Israelites, our inclination is to rely on ourselves rather than God, to trust in our own efforts rather than God's strength. It is because of this pride and hardness of heart that Jesus came to deliver humanity from its sin. In an act of deliverance even greater than the Exodus. With His death and resurrection, Jesus brought salvation. Salvation that delivers weak and enslaved people from their sin. Salvation that leads to freedom and a new life. Now, just as God did not leave the Israelites to their own means after delivering them through the sea, He does not save us in Christ to have us rely on our own strength afterwards. The same power that brought Christians into salvation is still with them today. The hard but sanctifying reality is God often brings us to a place of hopelessness that we might see our helplessness, that we might learn to depend on Him. Author and teacher Elizabeth Elliot was once asked in an interview to sum up what God had taught her in life. I love the simplicity of Elizabeth's answer. She responds, "Trust me." The entirety of what God had taught her in life could be summed up as trusting Him. Elizabeth had faced the devastating loss of two husbands, her first husband killed by the tribe he had been evangelizing to, and her second taken by cancer. And through all of her suffering, God had taught her to trust Him, to depend on Him. Elizabeth went on to say that in her trials, the simple truth that God is God really came alive. She says, "The lesson, I am the Lord, ought to be one that we learn without going through deep waters. But apparently there isn't any other way." Has God led you to deep waters? Do you feel as though you are at the end of yourself? Find encouragement in this. You are exactly where He wants you to be. His love has brought you to the place where you will get to experience His strength and deliverance. I want you to bring to mind a difficult circumstance you are facing. Now, mentally picture yourself leaning on God, letting Him support and hold you as I read the passage we started this devotional with. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. Will you just take a moment to unload any fear or need you might have onto God? If you are in the midst of a difficult situation, don't try to fight through it on your own. Be still and see the saving power of the Lord working on your behalf. As you close your time out listening to the worship song, I encourage you to ponder and to praise God for His strength. His strength that delivered you into your salvation, and His strength that will continue to get you through difficult circumstances.
Dry and weary land, I thirst for you.
I cling to you.